Chapter 5.
A week later, Muff Potter's trial started. Everybody went to watch the trial. This was the first murder in the town. Everybody knew Dr. Robinson and Muff Potter and wanted to see the trial. Injun Joe went, and Tom and Huck went too.
"Muff Potter,"
said the lawyer,
"is this your knife?"
"Yes,"
said Muff Potter.
"Somebody killed Dr. Robinson with this knife,"
said the lawyer.
"Yes, I know,"
answered Muff. The lawyer asked another man some questions.
"Mr. Smith,"
said the lawyer,
"what did you see that night?"
"I saw Muff Potter. There was blood on his clothes. There was blood on his hands, too."
"Muff,"
said the lawyer,
"is this true?"
"Yes,"
said Muff.
"Why did you have blood on your clothes and hands?"
asked the lawyer.
"I don't know,"
answered Muff.
"I think you killed Dr. Robinson,"
said the lawyer. Everybody was sure that Muff Potter was guilty. The judge was sure too.
"Have you got anything to say, Muff?"
the judge asked.
"No,"
said Muff. Then the lawyer said,
"I want to call Tom Sawyer."
Everybody turned and looked at Tom. Tom was very scared when he walked to the chair.
"Tom, have you got anything to tell us?"
"Yes, sir. I know the truth. Muff Potter is my friend, and I can't stay silent any longer. I talked to Muff's lawyer yesterday, and I told him the truth."
"Can you tell us where you were that night?"
Tom was silent for a moment. Then he looked at the judge and said,
"I was in the cemetery with Huck."
Everybody was very surprised.
"Why were you in the cemetery?"
the judge asked.
"Because we wanted to bury a dead cat,"
Tom answered. A lot of people started to laugh.
"Stop laughing!"
shouted the judge.
"What did you see in the cemetery, Tom?"
"I saw Muff Potter, Dr. Robinson, and Injun Joe. Muff was drunk. They started to fight. The doctor hit Muff on the head, and he fell down. Muff didn't move. Injun Joe took Muff's knife and killed the doctor."
Everybody started to talk. They were very surprised.
"Be quiet,"
said the judge.
"What did you see then, Tom?"
Tom continued his story.
"When Muff opened his eyes, Injun Joe talked to him.
You killed Dr. Robinson."
"Muff believed him, but I saw everything. It wasn't Muff, it was Injun Joe,"
Tom said. Suddenly, Injun Joe opened the window and jumped out. He ran quickly and left the town. A lot of people ran after him, but they didn't catch him. The judge turned to Muff Potter.
"You're lucky that Tom Sawyer was there,"
he said.
"You're a free man, Muff."